Anyway, this message today is the power of thanks. Say that with me. The power of... Can we just say thanks? Can we say it real loud? One more time? How many sometimes you don't want nothing for what you did for somebody, but to hear them say thanks is all you really wanted? Can you say amen if that's the truth? Amen? Is that the truth? Yeah, amen. Amen. See? All right. So, where'd that come from? Are you better than God? Are you sort of more spiritual than God? I mean, all you really wanted was thanks. Wonder if that's something we're created to want to hear or want to be able to do, to be thankful. Let's talk about this morning, the power of thanks. The Bible does tell us in everything, do what? So it must be that it's possible, right? It must be a good thing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the what? Will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So we're to be thankful. And one thing that really bothers me, I don't know about you, but somebody that has been given and they're an ingrate. Does that bother you? Say, it bothers me. Okay, or a whiner. I hate that. Can't stand it. Okay? All right? So anyway, so where did I get that from? I think it's right. Okay? So I know I didn't come up with the idea to not appreciate, you know, an ingrate. I don't think I should. By expressing gratitude and by showing appreciation, I want you to look at this statement. By expressing gratitude and by showing appreciation, I endear myself to others. I wrote this, so if you don't like it, I'm to blame. I endear myself to others and I gain entrance into their hearts. I want you to look at that again. By expressing gratitude and by showing appreciation, I endear myself to others and I gain entrance into their heart. There's something when we do something and somebody says thank you, it means so much. Okay? And when I say thank you to somebody who has done something for me and I'm just grateful for them. I mean, I've heard it all my life. Like, I go home, like just recently, you know, I'm grateful for the place I'm staying. I'm grateful for the food they're giving me and to say thanks. They're like, oh, no, I'm glad to do it. I want to do it. But who wants to do when somebody on the other end is an ingrate? Say. I mean, you do it a couple of times and they're like, oh, I'm tired. That made me sick. But when somebody appreciates what you cooked for them, amen, say. Or something you've made for them. It just endears you to them when you say thank you. Did you hear what I said? I confused you. Matter of fact, they roll out the welcome mat. Isn't that what somebody says to us when we say thank you and we really touch them? They go, you're welcome. There's something about being a thankful person. Not just thanking God. Now, this is awesome to thank Him. We're going to do that in a message today. But it's pretty amazing that thankfulness can be that powerful. That thankfulness can be that powerful. We have a day called Thanksgiving. The Pilgrims, not back, America wasn't even a nation. It was back in the early 1600s. It was actually 1600 and I think it was 1620. 1620, the Pilgrims landed, and I think it was 1623. They had their first, quote, Thanksgiving. Why is it around Thanksgiving? Well, it's because they landed in November. They landed on the shores of Cape Cod in November. Did we make up November? Well, it's Thanksgiving. It's November. It's before Christmas. See, that's why it's there, because it's right before Christmas. We didn't make it up. November happened because the Pilgrims landed in November. And every year, 3 years, it was 3 years after the fact, half of them died the first winter. Of the 104, 52 of them died. But 3 years later, they're proclaiming a Thanksgiving time. And he said, you go to ye yonder hill. And they were a colony at that time. And it was the law of the land that on that last Thursday, it was the 29th. Today's the 29th. It was the 29th on a Thursday. You go to ye yonder hill and listen to ye yonder pastor. That's what he said. And give thanks. And that's who we are. Amen. So Thanksgiving, thankfulness. We're blessed to be able to have Thanksgiving. Amen. Can we thank the Lord for Thanksgiving? Come on. It'll be just fine. Come on. And the turkey. How many of you ate turkey on Thanksgiving, then you ate some that night? How many ate some the next day? How many like it on bread with just some mayonnaise and some salt and pepper? That's what I'm talking about right there. So why do people respond so profoundly to gratitude? Why is it that when you do something for somebody, you're not expecting nothing? And you're not even expecting them to say thank you. But when they do, it means so much, doesn't it? It just means so much. Why? Well, we're created this way. We're created this way. You didn't come up with that. Well, I was raised to be thankful. Well, now that's nice that someone helped you be thankful. That's good. But that's, where'd they get it from? Well, their mama. Where'd their mommy? Well, their mama. Well, somebody, it came from God. We're created this way. We can be touched by the feelings of other people. We can be touched by the, and not just the bad feelings, or not just love. We can be touched by gratitude. Gratitude touches us. Yes or no? Say. Gratitude touches us. You know, if you have employees, and you give a bonus to your employees at Christmas, nothing worse in my view than employees expecting a bonus and not appreciating it when they get it. Did y'all hear me? Yes or no? Okay? I don't know where bonuses came from. Now we just deserve them. We don't deserve anything. Got it? Yes or no? That's how I am, by the way. That's how I think. A bonus is just that. It's a blessing. Amen? But as an employer, giving a bonus when the employee says thank you, wow. That's all I wanted. Amen. Say. And I didn't do it for that reason. But to hear that is incredible. Y'all listening? Have I lost you again? So, follow me with this kind of thinking this morning. We're going to get to the scriptures, a lot of scripture today. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. I think we're thankful and grateful because we've been made in the image of God. This is a gift from God to be a grateful human being. This is a gift from God. Okay? We're creating God's image and God's likeness. So God himself also responds profoundly to what? If I like it when someone says thank you, and I don't want thank you like 1, 2, 3, say thank you to me. I don't want that. I like thank you when I'm not expecting it. Amen? Or I don't like to demand thankfulness. I don't think God likes to demand thankfulness either. I think, though, he really, really, really appreciates it when you and I are grateful to him. You hear me? Yes or no? And my whole reasoning on that is, we got a lot of scripture, but my reasoning on that is because I feel that way. And if I feel that way and I'm made in his image, that must have come from him. Does that make sense to you? Keep thinking and looking. I'll praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well. How precious are thy thoughts unto me. Oh God, how great is the sum of them. Thanking the Lord. Gratitude and appreciation. That's what we're talking about this morning. This is how I endear myself to who? Think about it. This is how I endear myself to who? If I do something for somebody, and I'm not doing it to get a thank you, but when I do something and I get a thank you, if I am endeared to that person because of what they've said, their gratefulness, their thankfulness, God is that way. I endear myself to him when I am grateful and I'm thankful. This is how I gain entrance to his heart. But guys, for years, the church has spent if I read my Bible, God will really, really, you know. Well, read your Bible. Reading the Bible is awesome. But God knows your heart. I mean, really, he knows, you know, that gratitude thing is a big deal to him. How about this? Well, I'm a good person. You know, I'm gonna live right and do right. Well, living right and doing right is really good. But I think being grateful to God endears you more to him than living right. Now, should you live right? Yes or no? Be holy as I am holy, says the Lord. But I'm talking about entering his heart. How can I have an intimate, closer relationship with God? I'm going to tell you one way you can't do it, by being an ingrate. Amen? Say. Grumbling, complaining, never appreciating anything, being a crab. Are you kidding me here? Say. No, it's not going to fly. You're not going to be endeared to the heart of God. But being a grateful person will. You'll have entrance to his emotions, his will, the very center of who God is when we are grateful and we're thankful people. Amen? Keep looking. So by expressing gratitude and showing real appreciation for God's kindness and goodness to me, I am what? Say it with me. I am I'm welcomed by God into an intimate and personal relationship with Him. How do you think God feels when we thank Him for His Son? Say, thank you, Lord, for giving us Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the cross. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Amen? Say, you think that makes God smile? Yes or no? Say, that great sacrifice. Instead of saying, well, I don't know about that Jesus stuff. You think that makes Him very happy? Say, I gave my Son for you. He died on the cross for you. And you don't know if that's good enough? Are you kidding me? I can hear God saying this. The Bible says He sits in the heavens and laughs. He laughs at some of the stuff we say. Amen? So the power of thanks gets to the heart of God. That's what I'm saying today. That's the case I'm trying to make. Here's another thought. Why the Old Testament sacrifices? This sacrifice, that sacrifice. Let's look at them just real quick. Not forever. They were an outward expression. God commanded the children of Israel to have sacrifices. I mean, there's a ton of them. And they were an outward expression of what? And respect. You think God needed the sacrifice? Say, I need your like two pigeons and a lamb. I need this. No. But He made it so all people could do it. Even poor people could do something. Why did He do it? He was teaching. He was teaching His children to be thankful, to be grateful, and to respect Him. Guys, that's what we're doing right now in my house. We're doing that in the Clark house. Because I've got grown youngins. You see Mitch and Elise on stage, and I have a 20-year-old Hannah as well. But I've got two little girls now, 7 and 4. You hear me? Yeah, yeah, look at me like that. That's what I know. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Look at me. Yeah, you look at me, staring at me. Who are you looking at? But anyway, here we go. So, we're teaching gratitude in my house. You understand that? Say, oh, I don't like that. You say that, you sit down and eat something and you don't like that, that ticks me off. And I didn't even cook it. Be thankful. We go to get some fast food. Most of the countries of the world, they don't know what fast food is. It's eating fast while somebody steals it from you. Fast food in America, we can go get something at a drive-thru window. Well, no, I want it. I want a chicken nugget. Well, you got a cheeseburger, didn't you? And you're really thankful for it, ain't you? Amen. Why do we teach that at the house? Well, because the Bible says it. I ain't teaching because the Bible says it. The Bible does teach us to be thankful. I'm teaching it because that's what I say. Amen. Say. Come on. So Thanksgiving. God is trying to teach His children of Israel and these Old Testament sacrifices. We're going to look at several of them real quick. But just like we teach our children to be thankful. How many taught your children to be thankful? Let me see your hands. It was a big deal. How many it still bothers you when some kids you see they're not grateful? They're not, and it just really bothers you. You just want to smack them. Be honest, you ain't sure how many you just want to pop them right side of the head. Right? Ah! Come on. So, could it be that these Old Testament sacrifices were providing eternal salvation? No. These Old Testament sacrifices weren't saving people. Okay, that's not why God did it. But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats, sit with me, neither by the blood of goats and calves. No, but by His own blood He entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for who? So these Old Testament sacrifices weren't saving people. But I think they were given. Certainly these sacrifices pointed to things to come. They pointed to Jesus Christ. But was there another reason for these Old Testament sacrifices in the Old Testament? So many of them. Could it be that gratefulness and reverence matter to God? Say, you think so? You think that God really appreciates it when we praise Him, when we thank Him, when we revere Him? Matter of fact, the Bible says, the fear of the Lord or the reverence of God is the beginning of wisdom. To revere God and to thank God is first base in our upbringing. Amen? To be grateful, to be thankful to God, be thankful to other people. This is huge. So why all the Old Testament feasts? The weekly Sabbath feast. The seven-year Sabbath feast. The 50-year Jubilee feast. Why all these feasts? Why the first year? Why the seventh year? Why the fifth? You know, we just had our 13th anniversary. Why do we have a 13th anniversary celebration as a church? To praise the Lord. To thank the Lord. He was teaching that. The Feast of Passover, the Feast of First Fruits, the Feast of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Atonements, the Feast of Tabernacles, all these feasts were showing gratitude to God. Y'all listening today or not? Guys, there is zero room, and I know you might be fine on this if you are great. But listen, we have zero room to be ungrateful Christians. There's zero room in our life. God just ain't going to put up with it. He is not going to put up with it. Okay? And you can just take that to the bank. Many of these feasts also were a picture of things to come. Okay? For sure. But, they were also showing thankfulness and reverence to God. Amen? My message isn't too long today because I'm wore out. But anyway, here we go. Who instituted these feasts and sacrifices? Who did it? Say, who came up with a great idea? God did. And a lot of times we have problems with them, like, that's goofy. Why do you take two of this and that and all that? Well, he's trying to teach something greater. Sure, to point to salvation through his Son, but also to teach us to be grateful. God made us and he knows us. He made us and he knows us. And so for us to be grateful and for us to be thankful, that's a part of who we need to be. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. I'm a light for Jesus. You're not a light for Jesus if you're not a thankful person. You go, someone serves you. You hear me say this all the time. I know I gripe about this. But somebody serves you at a restaurant. My mama was a waitress, okay? That's what I grew up with. We should be thankful to that person. That's our witness. That's our testimony. Yeah, but they did whatever. Well, you can still be grateful and thank you. Can't you say? Come on. I've eaten at some restaurants that went out hot sometimes. It's better than a slop that most people eat on this planet. Amen. Say. Come on. Be thankful. Be grateful. Expressing gratitude and respect is what? It's good for us. It's good for us. So God's been teaching people since the very beginning. He's been teaching people since the very beginning to be grateful. To be thankful. Why? Because that's what does God need out of us? Okay? I give a little money. Streets of heaven are paved with gold. That's nothing to him. What can I give God? Really, all I can give him is thanks, praise, right? Say, isn't praise sort of like the same thing as thanks? Say, that's all I can give him. I can give him my life. But I'm giving him my life, but does he really need my life? He don't need my life. Others need my life. God doesn't depend. He didn't stay alive because of me. He's eternal. Others need me. I need others. It's the greatest way to show reverence and respect. Okay? Gratitude. So God created man. We're going to read this. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over everything that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed. See that? I have given you. Do you see that? Yes or no? Anything we have, God gave us. Say that to me. Anything we have, God gave it to us. One more time. Anything we have, God gave it to us. Anything. You got a favorite vegetable you like? God gave it to you. You got a favorite kind of meat you eat? God gave it to you. God gave you everything. Isn't that what the Bible says? Created us in his image, herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, every tree. I was just in Carolina, and I got to see some of the color. It's almost all gone, but I got to see some of it. Who gave me that? God gave me that. You might say, Clark, this is elementary. You probably wouldn't want to live at my house, would you? We're going to have to be thankful. I've given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat or for food. And to every beast of the earth. Riding to Carolina, Danny loves to see cows. I nearly run off the road. Repeatedly. Again, look, child, shut up. But wouldn't we be better if we're like a little child? Say, we get so old, so stuck in our way, so whatever, and God wants us to come to Him as a little child. Kids just are great. They like stuff. You know, they see things. We get old, we don't see anymore. To every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the air, the beautiful birds we have here, to everything that creeps upon the earth, ooh, creepy things, wherein there is life, wherein there is life. Anything that has life, God created it. Amen? Say that with me. Anything that has life, God created it. Come on. Gratitude. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that He made, and behold, it was very what? Well, God likes what He did. Why shouldn't we? God likes everything He made. There isn't a person on this planet that God doesn't like, that God doesn't love. They might look different. They might have some shortcomings. God likes them. God really likes His creation. Amen? That's why it's not right when we say bad things about other people. When we put other people what? There's something inside of us that doesn't like it, does it? Say, where do we get that? Are we just holy people? We're not holy people. There's something inside of us that says, whoa, 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 whoa. Amen. Say. And the kids, too, they say that. I got young'uns again, you know, and they'll say that. We'll be out places, and they just say things. The other day, a little short person. And here's the kids. They're just out loud. Look! I'm like, shut up! It's crazy. Pray for me, would you? Amen. Come on. And the Lord took the man, and He put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat, for in that day that you eat, you shall surely die. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked. I hid myself. He said, who told you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree where I commanded you that you should not eat? And the man said, the woman you gave me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, why is this that you've done this? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me and I did eat. Crazy stories, isn't it? So, we're creating the image of God. We should be thankful for what we have. What God says we shouldn't have, we shouldn't get it. Amen? Say yes or no. And don't whine and complain about it. Be grateful to God. The greatest way to get to the heart of God is through my gratitude. I believe this. Would you say this with me this morning? The greatest way to get to the heart of God is through my expression of appreciation for the kindness God has given to me. Amen? So, the power of thanks. Ray, am I done? Huh? Oh, good. I thought I talked longer than that. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Without believing God and trusting in God, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must do what? Believe that He is and that He is a what? What's that rewarder thing mean? That He's a giver. He's a giver. God is a giver. He's a giver to them that diligently seek Him. Giving thanks to the giver is who we are. We're created that way. And it's impossible to please God. We cannot be in right relationship with God if we're not thankful to the giver. Yes or no? Say. It's impossible. That's what it says right there. Keep going. In everything, say it with me again. Do what? One more time. In everything, do what? One more time. In everything, do what? Everything. And everything, give thanks. This is the will of God concerning, for God, you know, in the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That is the will of God for my life. So we're done with the message, but we're going to do some things as we close. Here we go. I'd like us on this Thanksgiving. Hang on, Ray. I'd like us on this Sunday after Thanksgiving Because we're created in the image of God. Because we like to hear thank you, right? I'd like us as a church to be able to say thank you to Him this morning. Okay, so I've written some things down. Y'all ready to go? Yes or no? Here we go. Here we go. Say it with me. Here we go. Everybody, nobody's left out here. Come on. Here we go. Thank you, God, for creating me in your image and in your likeness. I think he's smiling. He's going, finally. Ooh, how about this one? Thank you, God, for loving me. Have you told him that lately? Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Because I am really tough sometimes to love. Help me. Thank you, God, for giving your one and only Son, Jesus, for me. You feel like you the elementary kid right now with me? Come on. Help me. Thank you, God, for saving me by the precious blood of your Son. Can we thank him really loud on that one? Yeah! Thank you! Boom! Hey, man, we're not done yet, but that's pretty good right there. Come on. How about this one? Say it with me. Thank you, God, for the forgiveness of all my... How many got some of those? Isn't that pretty nice? Thank you, Lord. You think he's smiling today? Can you imagine if your young'uns knocked on your door and just showed up at your house and said, I want you to just sit down, Dad. I just want to say thank you. And they rattled off about 10 things like this. You'd probably be crying like a baby, wouldn't you? Say. How's he feeling right now? I think he's feeling pretty good. Amen? Say. God doesn't need our appreciation to exist. He's self-existent. And sometimes you and I don't need anything either, do we? Say, we're fine. But it doesn't mean we don't want it. We don't appreciate it. When we get it, right? Help me on this one. Thank you, God, for promising to never, ever leave me. How's that feel? Feel pretty good? You feel like you've been washed a little bit this morning? Say, I know it's an elementary message. It's an easy message today. I mean, I feel like I've been having a bath up here. Making me feel good. Clean, clean, clean. I want that ingrate junk out of my life. I want to be grateful to God. Help me. Thank you, God, for giving me peace in my... That feels pretty good, doesn't it? A peace that passes what? All understanding. Help me. Thank you, God, for giving me a confident hope for the... How valuable is that? To know that if today is my day, my last day on this earth, absent from this body. Say it with me if you know it. I am present with the Lord. How good is that to know? When you get sick, I pray for some people this morning facing serious illness. But when you're sick and you don't know the future, to be able to know that He is with me and I have peace. I have peace. I have a confident look towards the future because I know my future's Him. Pretty powerful stuff. Help me. Thank you, God, for teaching and leading me. Because I'm hard-headed. Aren't you glad? How many of the Lord's taught you something over the last few years of your life, maybe, and you wish you'd have learned it a long time ago? Can I see how God's, yeah, He's pretty nice, ain't He? Aren't you glad? He's patient with us. Say, He teaches us. Thank you, Lord. Wow, here's something special. Say that with me. Thank you, God, for believing in. That's a crazy statement. God believes in me. What does that mean? He's given me, He believes in me. He's commissioned me to share the gospel with people, to love on people. He's commissioned me to love my wife, to love my children. God believes in me. He believes I can. Amen? You ever tell Him that? I don't think we talk like that. Thank you, Lord. I believe in you, but you ever tell Him thank you for believing in me? Say, how many have never done that? Let me see your hand. You've never done that. It's not something we do, is it? But there's something powerful from a father to a son that says, I believe in you, son. Best words a dad can ever say to a son is, I'm proud of you. I believe in you. Where did I get that from? Him. I can hear God saying to me, Gary, I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you in that town of Englewood, Florida. I believe in you, Gary. That's crazy, isn't it, talk? He says that about you. I believe that. I believe that in my heart. Amen? You believe that? You think I'm kooky this morning? I don't care what you think. I believe God believes in me. Now, are we done now, Ray? The power of thanks. Can we thank the Lord this morning? A little different Thanksgiving message. That's all right. We'll be fine. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.